The Kenai Peninsula has become a magnet for senior citizens, and now that state cuts are putting pressure on local government, those seniors are being targeted to share more of the borough's financial burden through property taxes. Terry Wilson of Kenai will soon be one of them, and she is concerned.
This exemption will not affect me for a couple of years down the road, but I did build a house in that market value, thinking this was going to be available. I would hate to lose it.
Wilson testified about the issue before the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly at its June 21st meeting in Soldotna. Currently, between the state's $150,000 senior exemption and the borough's $150,000 senior exemption and $50,000 residential exemption, seniors on the Kenai don't pay taxes on $350,000 in property value. That's more than anywhere else in the state, says Assemblymember Gary Knopp.
We are the only borough in the entire state that offers the optional $150,000. Even with the exemption, optional goes away, they're still at $200,000 exemption. I think it's still generous.
If passed, the ordinance would phase out the $150,000 exemption offered by the borough to seniors in 7 years, starting in 2018 and zeroing out in 2024. If the proposal goes through, seniors would still be eligible for the $150,000 exemption mandated by the state, which still comes out of the borough's pockets. Seniors on the Kenai would also still be eligible for the $50,000 residential tax exemption that the borough offers everyone. In addition, the borough would continue to offer its hardship provision, which limits a low-income senior's property tax bill to 2% of their annual household income. Public comment has largely been opposed to the measure.
I see it as a great incentive to get seniors to stay here year-round. All through the winter, they volunteer in hundreds, not only in our organization, but in many of the nonprofit organizations in our community.
That's Alan Humphreys, pastor at Soldotna Church of God. He noted particularly the work senior volunteers do at area hospitals. Several others have worried that losing the exemption would make it difficult for some seniors to make ends meet. Here's Priscilla Mott, who lives near Soldotna.
The seniors, they have a fixed income. Most of them do not have a great retirement. I think that the senior exemption really does encourage a lot of longtime Alaskans to stay here, and they are a benefit to our community.
Borough Mayor Mike Navarre points out, though, that with the senior population rising on the peninsula, continuing to offer such a large exemption to seniors, in effect, shifts the tax burden to the younger population, who might also be struggling financially.
The senior population is growing at 10 times the rate of the regular population. So if we get to a point where we have 50% seniors, should the non-seniors pay twice as much in order to pay for the services for the seniors? Young families, single-parent families also struggle and have significant needs that state law doesn't allow us to do an exemption for them.
The mayor's office has information available on the measure on its website. The measure would need to go to a public vote this fall to be enacted and has one more public hearing before the assembly will vote whether to put it on the ballot. That hearing will be at the July 26th assembly meeting in Soldotna. For KBBI, I'm Jenny Nyman.